everyone, and welcome to episode 26 of the Bobby Dooley Podcast. I don't know if it's 26 or not. That's what I wanted to ask before we started. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's, I'm sure.
Well, you don't know for a fact, Steve, and I don't really know. Pardon me. I don't want to take up too much of your time today, ladies and gentlemen, but we've got a little bit of housekeeping to do. Why do I have to do that?
They requested and suggested at the same time that you say the number.
Well, it's something I have to remember, and I can remember it, but isn't there an announcer or someone? What about Gene Abercrombie?
Yeah, or you could get...
Well, no, never mind. I'm sorry that I even brought it up. I was asking Steve why. Well, you heard a little bit of it, ladies and gentlemen. I was asking Steve why I need to be the one who says, oh, this is episode 26. Usually they have a, an announcer, you know?
Yeah, I think a lot of times they will.
And I don't know why we don't. We have an announcer, Gene Abercrombie, but he generally only comes in at the end and makes the announcement that he do, or he does, and then, anyway, welcome to, I'm sorry that I really apologize that I even got us sidetracked, you know. Where is, if you don't mind, this is kind of fun, where is Gene Abercrombie? Gene, why don't you say episode 26?
Well, I don't say episode 26 because I'm at the end of the...
Oh, that's right. You're at the end of the podcast.
Yes.
Well, what about Rick Wiffner, his brother Gene? Where's Rick?
I'm right here. I am not. Neither one of us is contracted. I. What?
Well, just answer my wife's question.
I'll answer her question when she asks me a question.
Yeah, well, she asked you one.
I think I asked you one. Why don't you say episode 26?
Oh, that's your question. Because I'm contracted to simply say the wardrobe, where your wardrobe is from.
Yeah, my wife wants to know.
I understand that, Dooley, but I don't take orders from you, you see.
Well.
I don't, and don't put your hands on me.
Well, Steve is just simply moving you out of the studio.
But he doesn't put his hands on me. Wow.
You know, the attitude around here, I'm really sorry, ladies and gentlemen. The attitude around here is something that I don't appreciate.
I didn't do anything.
I didn't say you did anything, Gene. I'm saying that Rick Wiffner.
Yeah, that's my name. Don't wear it out.
Wow, don't be rude to my wife or anything.
I told you not to put your...
Oh!
You just struck my husband.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are we supposed to continue with the pod...
That's right. You never put your hands on me, because that's going to be the end of your life.
You just struck my husband, Mr. Wiffner.
Ms. Dooley.
I don't know.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I'm not going to do anything about it.
I'm awfully sorry, ladies and gentlemen. You know something? I'm not in the mood anymore. I'm not in the mood anymore.
Bobby Dooley Podcast, Wardrobe by Mr. Effervescent.
The Bobby Dooley Podcast is an executively produced...
Get out of here. The Bobby Dooley Podcast is executive produced by Phil Hendry and Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved. You know something? Stop the music. I'm going to keep doing... Steve, are you all right?
I got hit.
All right. I understand you got hit. But I'm going to keep doing the podcast, and Wiffner and Abercrombie, if the two of you are not man enough to continue...
I'm totally man enough, but your husband doesn't put his paws on me.
What about you, Abercrombie? You got the same attitude?
I'm just, you know...
You're just what?
I'm in the breeze here.
In the breeze? Isn't that a... No, I'm not. I'm going to continue doing the podcast because I'm not going to be bullied and I'm not going to be intimidated by men. who want me to bend over and not bend over, excuse me, but want to bend me over to their will. What's that?
Well, bend to the will.
Bend to the will. I'm sorry. Are you feeling better, dear?
Yeah, but it hurts a little bit, but I'll be okay.
Where did he hit you, honey? Come here.
Right here and here.
All right. Put some ice on it. Put some salve on it. By the way, I thought it was cute. I was listening to the football game on whatever day it was last weekend, and I don't know the teams, but one of the players' name was Sav. Sav, what was it?
I don't know.
Sav. His first name was Sav. I think his last name was Cabrillo or something. And I heard one of the announcers say, oh, here's the kicker, Sav. And then he said, maybe we should rub him on something because his name is Sav. So I thought that was cute. This is a big podcast for me because as of tomorrow, we will have our Falltacular, and this will be the first of our taculars that we have shared with you while we're doing our podcast. Tomorrow evening will be our formal, and, you know, we won't have a podcast this weekend. We never have podcasts over the weekend. We'll start having our podcasts on... What are you doing?
I told him not to put the hand...
I told you. Ow!
I told him not to put his hands on me.
What are you doing, Steve?
I was...
He tried to frisk me. I walked over to get a Coke, and he's patting me down.
Because he's walking near you.
I went over to get a Coke, and he put his paws all over me.
I patted you down.
The inside of my thigh.
Oh, man. Are you trying to get people to think I'm gay? Oh.
You know, this is really I know our family's dysfunctional, but do we have to parade it in the ghoulish and garish and embarrassing way? That's it. I'm done. We'll see you. We have the Tacular tomorrow. Are you going to be ready for the Tacular?
I'm ready to rock and roll on Tacular.
Well, then get it together, Steve, because you're embarrassing me, and you're embarrassing the boys, and you embarrass yourself, too, when you go, oh.
Well, oh, wow, the first time you were sympathetic.
Yeah, but now you embarrass me. You truly, truly do.
Bobby Dooley Podcast, Bobby's Wardrobe by Mr. Effervescent.
The Bobby Dooley Podcast, executive producer Phil Henry, with Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on the Sideshow Network.
I'm Bobby Dooley. I apologize. We'll see you Monday. Remember, our Tacular is this evening, only for homeowners. Or the formal is this evening, only for homeowners. And until I see you on Monday, goodbye, homegirl.